Welcome back to Troubled. So thank you for everyone who's been participating on our Twitter poll. We know that a lot of you want some more of the investigative reporting, and we're going to get deep diving in with that and some subject matter experts of TTI in upcoming episodes. For now, what we're going to try to do are 10-minute, although you'll see this will probably be 11, I'm so sorry, table topics. Table topics are something we used at the family school, and so, you know, I like to play off that kind of jazz. So we're going to start this one off, our first one for Big Daddy Chuck E. D. and Synanon. So enjoy, and if you're remotely interested in Synanon, there are podcasts galore on the subject matter, documentaries, and even a film with Eartha Kitt. What up? Catch you later. Synanon is the brainchild of Charles Chuck E. Dieterich. So for those of you familiar with CEDU, that's C-E-D-U, that's Charles E. Dieterich University. A lot of these programs are offshoots. And if you do want to see the connection, a good article to start out with is Maya Salovitz's Synanon, the cult that spawned the tough love industry or tough love or whatnot. So definitely check that out. So Charles E. Dieterich, Chuck as we're going to call him, starts Synanon in 1958. He's in AA. He's that guy that is just like the king of AA, which is fun for people who are in these programs. That's like usually the inflated ego narcissist, right? Really great at telling a story. Wow, how far he's come. And especially with noobs, they're kind of going to be drawn to this guy and his energy. So he doesn't get enough attention at AA telling his story. I mean, you can't tell your story and be the center of attention every night, right? So he starts this group at this point that he's calling Tender Loving Care. So hopefully a lot of you are like, tender loving care, that A, sounds like, but also B, means the opposite of tough love, right? But tender loving care is initially the group that he builds. And as it gets a following, then he's going to incorporate it into the Church of Synanon. And obviously, but also it's argued sin for sin and Anon for anonymous. AA at the time wasn't really dealing with drug addicts. It was 100% at that time mostly focused on the alcohol. How can it be 100% and mostly? But this is what rambling is. So it's kind of got that world. So Chuck is the guy who's like, hey guys, like, we've also got junkies, right? So Synanon is going to be mainly for that. So they're going to get this huge, gorgeous hotel in California that's on the beach, and they're going to fill it with all of these artsy, bohemian kind of peoples who may or may not actually have issues with alcohol or drugs or sexual promiscuity or something of that nature. And it's kind of going to be mostly adult focused in the beginning. And then they're going to roll out the kids' jazz. And so even while it's adult-focused, you're having California actually mandating people to Synanon for treatment. And so one of the big, things that happened with Synanon is the disappearance of Rosalina Cole. So she was court-ordered to attend Synanon in the late 1972, early 1973. And after she's court-ordered to Synanon, that is the last anybody hears of Rosalina Cole. And she is still to this day completely missing. So Rose being court mandated to Synanon falls at a really interesting time. So in 1971, the federal government, our federal government, Americans listening, grant funded a Florida program that many of you listening to this podcast are completely familiar with. And if you're not, jump in the YouTubes. The Seed. So the Seed is where we have the Synanon tactics be very specifically and exclusively targeted towards troubled teens. So 1971 is when the federal government grant funds this program in Florida. And then a year later, Rose is court mandated to the program in California for adults. And a year after that, because she's 1972, 1973, in 1974, Congress found, after they'd already done a study, so I'll have to do a little bit more research, but I believe it was 1973 they do this. But in 1974, Congress releases its findings that the Seed and these other programs in the Synanon family are using brainwashing techniques like the North Koreans. So they're funding it, they're mandating people to these programs, and then by 1974, this is when they're finding this information out. And just so you know, guys, Synanon stays functional until 1991. So this is almost two decades after our government found them to have brainwashing techniques like North Korea, and then they're going to keep utilizing state and federal dollars to fund these programs and working on the kids. So things you have Uncle Chuck to thank for in your experience, mainly like the gist of our experience are what Synodon's going to call encounter groups initially, and later it's going to be referred to as the game. And this is the attack therapy that we all know and love and grew up with. And so that attack therapy, which is actually kind of very targeted or accepted by celebrities at the time. So Jane Fonda and Natalie Woods are participating in the game. And so at this time, the game is actually being radio broadcast live. I do believe that there is recordings and archival. There's a university, I believe, that has them. So I would love to get my hands on those. But those recordings were actually put on local radio stations live for people to hear, up to 72-hour encounter groups in which, as you all remember, we all take turns being the target of the entire group telling us why everybody hates us, why we're going to die alone on the streets. And so this is where that comes from. So these are some of their main tactics. Also, later on in the 70s, you start having the family units be dismantled. Husbands and wives are forced to get divorced, marry other people. There's forced vasectomies, forced abortions. There's a lot of head shaving, so much so that if any of you have seen George Lucas's THX-1138, all of those extras are from Synodon because they couldn't get enough people in the 70s. It's long hair don't care, y'all. So shaved heads wasn't totally not a thing. But luckily, we've got Synodon, which now is being purported to be one of the most violent and dangerous cults in the history of the United States of America, which is actually pretty scary considering that most of what they were doing was standard practice for some of our teenage years. But just an example of that, I think there were over 80 documented violent acts, most of which taken out by this group that Synodon calls their Imperial Marines. And these include massed public beatings of teenagers and farmers in front of their families, which left them hospitalized. Also, most famous, obviously, after attorney Paul Morentz went on television in his fight against Synodon as it was happening, they put a de-rattled rattlesnake or de-venomed, whatever you call it, rattlesnake in attorney Paul Morentz's mailbox, and he was hospitalized. And so this is also my favorite part as someone who really, really believes in the First Amendment and journalism. This is when we have the Mitchells. So Dave and Kathy Mitchell are running the Point Reyes Light out in California. This is like a local county newspaper. And so they're covering what's going on with Synodon as it's happening. They're only a few miles away. This is why they won the Pulitzer Prize, not just because they were instrumental in assisting in closing this, the most violent and dangerous cult in American history, but because they were willing to expose it locally with a really tiny little county paper when they're only a few miles away from this cult who is carrying out these like mass beatings publicly and trying to kill attorneys with poisonous snakes in their mailboxes, you guys. So that was incredibly brave. So they do win the Pulitzer Prize for that. And then Dave Mitchell is going to come out with a book that y'all should check out. It's called The Light on Synodon, How a County Weekly Exposed a Corporate Cult. So that's pretty fantastic. So then in 1978, Chucky is actually arrested finally on these charges of conspiracy for murder because of the attempted murder on Paul Morentz. The two other Synodon guys that are with him, they totally plead no contest to the charges and they go immediately to jail. And Chuck, who, you guys, he's freaking drunk. Mr. AA himself is freaking drunk when he gets arrested, right? But he doesn't go to jail like everybody else because his attorneys and doctors are like, he's so like old and sick, he's going to die in jail. So he doesn't go to jail. Synodon actually continues, but they're not paying their IRS taxes. So the most fucked up part, in my opinion, is that the reason that this cult was eventually closed in 1991 is that they had to file bankruptcy after $17 million in back taxes was requested by the IRS. But let us be very clear. The effects of these programs and the model that they created, especially as it pertains to youth, did not stop in 1991. There is a beautiful little mind graph of like how these programs are ancestrally related, and you should totally deep dive into that. but just a little boopsies from Seed to Straight Ink. You've got Mel Sembler is coming through Seed and supporting Seed even after they're like, oh, they're using brainwashing techniques like in North Korea. So he creates Straight Ink. And then he's also the one that creates Kids after Straight Ink is closed. Kids is also, by the way, at this point closed. But Mel Sembler was Romney's financial co-chair for his presidential campaign in 2012. He's a friend of the Bushes. He's on this whole like troubled teen GOP think tank that's active, right? But in 2008, when Romney ran, he also had freaking Robert Litchfield, the president of WASP, was his financial co-chair, you guys. So both times that this guy is running, he has no qualms about using guys who ran programs that have been shut down by the government as being heavily abusive to children. So this is why this federal legislation isn't getting passed. This is why most state legislations are having difficulty getting passed at all, right? We're not able to have this conversation because it didn't, nothing that got closed down, whether it be Synanon or WASP, ever stopped, right? And all of these creepy little family ties are still going on. So definitely go check this stuff out. Synanon actually has a movie with my girl Eartha Kitt as Chucky's wife, Betty. Why is everyone that runs one of these schools' wives named Betty? Does everybody else have a Betty? Because we've got Betty's galore. So deep dive, and that was it for Synanon.